Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, March 28th, 2022, through Friday, April 1st, 2022. Monday, March 28th, 2022. Two Arkansas men sentenced to over 23 years combined in federal prison for fraud and money laundering in connection with proposed Elm Springs, Arkansas wind farm. Jody Douglas Davis and Philip Vincent Ridings were sentenced to a combined 23 years in federal prison for the charges of wire fraud, aiding and abetting wire fraud, money laundering, and aiding and abetting money laundering in connection with the development of a wind turbine that was never operational, and a proposed wind farm project in Elm Springs, Arkansas, that was never constructed. According to court documents and evidence presented at trial, Davis and Ridings formed a limited liability corporation in Texas in 2014 called Dragonfly Industries International, LLC, and Arkansas Wind Power, an Arkansas limited liability corporation located in Springdale, Arkansas, to develop what they told investors was a revolutionary wind turbine design. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Tuesday, March 29, 2022. Suburban Chicago man sentenced to a year and a half in federal prison for conducting illegal sports gambling business. Vincent Del Giudice, aka Uncle Mick, was sentenced for his role in an illegal bookmaking and illegal sports gambling business located in the Chicago area. Del Giudice retained a company in Costa Rica to operate a website, UncleMickSports.com, that gamblers use to place wages on professional and collegiate sports events. Del Giudice worked with more than 20 agents and sub-agents who recruited gamblers and shared in the profits from the gamblers' losses. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Wednesday, March 30th, 2022. New York Community College accounting professor sentenced for tax fraud. Ahmed Abdelhalem, a certified public accountant and former professor of accounting and income tax with LaGuardia Community College, received a 14-month prison sentence for the crime of tax fraud. Additionally, Abdelhalem was ordered to pay restitution in the amount of $166,906. Abdelhalem used his Queens-based tax preparation business, Master Tax Consultants, Inc., to prepare and submit numerous false income tax returns, as well as related IRS schedules and forms on behalf of his clients for the tax years 2012 to 2016. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Thursday, March 31st, 2022. Founders of crypto ICO sentenced to combined 8 years in prison for tax evasion after raising $24 million from investors. Bruce Bice and Samuel Mendez, the founders of Bitquick, were charged with tax evasion and subsequently pleaded guilty and were both sentenced to 50 months in federal prison and were jointly liable for a combined total of $3.2 million. According to Special Agent in Charge Ryan L. Corner, by misrepresenting unregistered securities to investors who were lured with the appeal of owning shares of interest in a new and exciting marketplace, the defendants took advantage of unsuspecting individuals and defrauded them out of millions of dollars. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Friday, April 1st, 2022. T-Guard man indicted for sex trafficking and laundering proceeds through bottled water company. Jonell Lee Cleveland was charged by indictment for the crimes of sex trafficking by force, fraud, and coercion, money laundering, and illegally possessing a firearm as a convicted felon. According to the indictment, beginning in August 2020 and continuing until his arrest in November 2021, Cleveland used force and coercion to cause an adult victim to engage in commercial sex acts. Cleveland used funds generated by the sex trafficking to pay business expenses for Nike Hydrate, including costs for bottling and manufacturing, rental of a corporate office in Portland, merchandising, and a monthly retainer with a modeling agency. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.